Leaders of the Victorian RSL will be challenged over poker machines today as young members push to overhaul the group's business model. Veterans from Afghanistan, Iraq and East Timor are behind a group who will be questioning the merits of gambling in RSL clubs. They argue that some returned soldiers are getting hooked on the pokies as they make the transition, sometimes a very difficult transition, back to civilian life. The showdown comes one day after Woolworths announced it would spin off its pokies arm, which currently holds over 12,000 machines. David Peterson is a former army captain who served in Afghanistan. He's a member of the RSL reform team that's advocating for change. David Peterson, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning.
David, can I just ask how old you are and how long have you been back from Afghanistan?
So I'm 33. I returned from Afghanistan in 2012 after a 9-month deployment.
And when you came back, did you join the RSL?
I was already a member of the RSL prior to deploying. But recently, when I discharged, I was medically discharged 2 years ago and became far more involved when I did become a civilian again.
Okay. I'm going to come back to that. But you're campaigning for the Victorian RSL to get out of poker machines. I think I'm right in saying the numbers are about 50 sub-branches have them installed. That's only, what, a fifth or something, a quarter of the RSL branches in Victoria, is it?
Yeah, correct. 52 gaming sub-branches in Victoria. And unlike the rest of the country, in the RSL in Victoria, the RSL owns and operates the poker machines, not an independent club like happens in New South Wales or Queensland.
Okay, so why are you so animated, agitated about this issue? What's persuaded you?
Well, you've got to look at the, you know, a number of other boards who are making a wise decision. We've got Coles, they've divested themselves of poker machines. We've got Woolworths yesterday announcing that they're going to divest themselves of poker machines. We've got, you know, 10, 12 AFL clubs divesting themselves of poker machines. But RSL Victoria's response is to invest more money, $68 million of investment into poker machines to operate those you know, toxic sort of cancers on the community. Mm. And frankly, we could use that money to support veterans. Poker machines were introduced into RSL 27 years ago. And since then, one out of every four RSL sub-branches that operates poker machines has gone broke and is now closed.
Isn't the whole argument a financial one? The CEO of the Victorian RSL, Mike Annett, said poker machines help sustain local branches. They put around $10 million a year towards welfare services for veterans. And in 2017, that's the latest figure I've seen, revenue from sub-branches with poker machines ran to $260 million in total. So the argument is, without that revenue, there'll be less money for veteran services.
Absolutely not. Those numbers are, yeah, it's like, you know, the RSL is like, has become sort of like the NRA's and Tabcorp has got inside the organisation. And those numbers in 2018, you know, $274 million of revenue. But people forget revenue doesn't mean cash in hand or welfare assistance for veterans.
What about that $10 million of welfare assistance they're claiming?
That $10 million includes all forms of community benefit. So the local football club that might have a sponsorship deal with the local RSL club, that includes that money. What we can confirm from poker machines, last year, $437,000 went in actual hard dollars to veteran welfare. But in the same financial year, $736,000 in executive pay. So there is people at RSL, including Mike Annett, the CEO, who's on a very good wicket, much more wicked than the RSL is actually providing in terms of veteran welfare.
So there's a few issues here. Money is only one of them. I'll come to the other issues. But in terms of a business model for the RSL, because presumably it is there to offer support for veterans, a place to be, a community, and I think your argument is that it's not being that for young veterans at the moment, but it is also there to raise money. So what's the business model that you would be proposing? You're going to this state conference today.
Yeah, so look, many of the attendees at the state conference here might have a superannuation account. So we don't understand why we couldn't operate an investment style, sort of members super fund, that would provide guaranteed returns at a much greater rate. So, you know, we'd look at most people's superannuation, maybe 6, 7, 8%. Mm. The organisation has probably $1 billion in assets that it could make available for a members fund. And that would generate much greater returns with very, very low risk and not have the social consequence of operating poker machines in some of the most vulnerable communities in Victoria.
What do you mean, David, when you say make those, that $1 billion worth of assets, you're talking about the clubs, I presume, by and large, available? What do you mean? You mean selling them to invest that money in a super fund or hiring them out or what?
Well, there's a whole range of things. And what we're not advocating for is, you know, tomorrow to go and close down the poker machines. We understand there needs to be a managed transition. But other organisations that provide welfare to community groups, ours being veterans, are able to generate funds through socially appropriate ways. And we don't understand what makes RSL so unique that it must operate poker machines, unlike any other charity that we know of. I don't know any charity that runs poker machines, so why does the RSL require that as its only source of income for veteran welfare? The figures don't lie in the financial statements. Poker machines do not provide a financial return to veterans in hard dollar cents.
Okay. Yeah. It's 17 minutes to nine. David Peterson is a former Army captain and member of the RSL reform team in Victoria. He'll be going to the state conference today and asking some questions of the state executive. So is it just an ideological opposition, or does it say something about what RSL clubs are and how relevant they are to veterans? The figures I've seen say that about 15% of discharged soldiers join Legacy and RSL. Do the veterans that you know, the young returning veterans, are they drawn to RSL clubs? Are they drawn to the RSL itself?
None of my mates that I serve with overseas have any interest in joining the RSL because they see the RSL as irrelevant and not something that they need to be involved in.
Is that now, because, I mean, does pokies have anything to do with that, or is that something else, which is that it is an RSL run by veterans of another generation, perhaps?
I think there is some generational thing, but I think that's far less. We actually really revere our elder sort of statesmen of the RSL. They have wisdom that they understand what it's like to go and become a civilian and go through life as a veteran. And so we need to learn the lessons from them, and we love to engage with them. In fact, driving here this morning for the state conference, I came with a Vietnam veteran who has mobility issues. It's fantastic. But what the real issue is, the RSL was formed as a place for veterans and their friends and family to get together. And veterans were at the core of that. Veteran welfare became a byproduct. And now we have these large community-orientated venues, flashing lights, loud noises, alcohol, that really gets away from the core purpose of camaraderie amongst veterans. And that's where we think the RSL has gone totally wrong. And the machination of that is the poker machines. So we have an issue with the poker machines financially, but it actually impacts the members and potential members who don't actually want to join and don't actually want to go there. And we know that because Frankston RSL has bought a premise off their large sort of club venue for veterans to go and gather. So they acknowledge it themselves, the large gaming sub-branches, that veterans don't want to go there.
Yeah. So that, as you described there, loud noises, flashing lights, alcohol, you think that might be the antithesis of a place someone with PTSD may want to hang out in. So it's a place about how relevant it is, I suppose, as well as the danger that pokies play more broadly. But you're going to this state conference today. You're allowed to ask some questions from the executive. What are you asking?
Our first and foremost question is we're going to ask the state executive or the state board to confirm their eligibility and duly appointed status. So we believe that the state executive has not been constitutionally and democratically elected, and we'll be asking them to confirm that. And if not, you know, we have support from some of the large sub-branches who will potentially take that to court if they try and blindside us.
Okay. Yeah. David Peterson, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
David Peterson is a former Army captain and member of the RSL reform team in Victoria. Looks like they're heading to the state conference to try and reform the executive and presumably get some representation on it. We did ask the RSL Victorian branch for comment, but haven't received any at this point. We'll keep following that.